USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
She's going to be going back to Arkansas with a great family. Her husband is a fantastic guy and her family.
President Trump reacts to news. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders leaving. The president speaking at an event about criminal justice.
She's done an incredible job. We've been through a lot together, and she's tough, but she's good. You know, you also have tough and bad, right? She's tough and she's good. She's great. And she's going to be leaving the service of her country.
Sanders, who is 36 years old, married with three young children, and returning home to Arkansas.
It's one of the greatest jobs I could ever have. I've loved every minute, even the hard minutes. I have loved it. I love the president. I love the team that I've had the opportunity to work for. The president is surrounded by some of the most incredible and most talented people you could ever imagine.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally, lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
The Navy sends two ships and personnel to assist after two attacks on oil tankers near the Strait of Hormuz. The U.S. blaming Iran for the attacks. The tankers owned by Japan and Norway. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo speaking out from the State Department.
Taken as a whole, these unprovoked attacks present a clear threat to international peace and security, a blatant assault on the freedom of navigation, and an unacceptable campaign of escalating tension by Iran.
USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
The attacks occurred in the Gulf of Oman, leading into the tiny passage of the Strait of Hormuz, often called the world's most critical oil choke point. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us our gasoline prices will increase if the attacks continue.
If the Strait of Hormuz becomes more disrupted, it's obviously a key waterway connecting oil to the rest of the globe. And I'm sure it's in the interest of the United States to keep these attacks to a minimum, if not completely disrupt them.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Florida's Republican governor says his state open for business. USA Radio's Tim Berg with details.
A new Florida law is meant to put more cars but not drivers on Florida roads. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis signs a bill on Thursday encouraging self-driving car technology. He says he hopes to drive businesses from the West Coast to the East.
Florida has an open-door policy to autonomous vehicle companies, and I encourage them to relocate from California to Florida. We have a much better business environment here.
DeSantis continues.
I think it's exciting. I think it's good that we're here, and I applaud the legislature for embracing this and making sure that Florida is welcoming innovation when it comes to transportation.
The U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops approving a third-party system to report allegations of sexual abuse or misconduct at the hands of clergy. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
The bishops meeting in Baltimore, where that city's auxiliary bishop explains that lay people and secular authorities would be part of the process. Under the nationwide system, those with complaints would be able to report them confidentially over the phone or online.
So you have the vendor who runs the hotline, but you have the independent individuals then ascertain the category, and then they make the notification to the appropriate authority.
Reports would then be presented to church authorities, though the proposal doesn't specify which would be given to civil authorities. The system will be reviewed again during the group's November meeting.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.